Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, who would have thought, say, 3-4 years ago when the U.S. auto industry was in such trouble that now manufacturing would be helping to support the recovery of the economy? Join us now, Carl Van Horn, professor of public policy and director of the John J. Heldrick Center for Workforce Development at Rutgers University. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
All right, so I got to put out some of these statistics here. The auto industry says they could hire up to 250,000 people in the next few years, and manufacturing just grew at the fastest pace in 5 months. Factories are supporting the economic expansion through the end of this year. What's going on?
Well, it's really good news because we've gained in the auto industry alone about 40,000 jobs in the last year. And before, during the recession, of course, it was shrinking at a very high rate. The other thing that's good about auto jobs that I think most people probably understand is that the average pay in the industry is about $1,000 a week. Now, you compare that with the retail industry, it's $500 a week, so twice as remunerative as a retail job. And in this particular recession, men have had a very high unemployment rate. The auto industry is dominated in terms of percentage of workers by men. So the industry is really restructured. It's obviously beginning to build a lot more fuel-efficient cars. Customers are coming back into the showroom. So a lot of it's positive news, but it's not entirely positive.
Okay, but not everything's entirely. I can't think of anything that's entirely positive in this economy,
perhaps, Carl. The holiday season. Let's hope so, anyway.
That's for sure. Well, let's ask about, is this sustainable? I mean, that's kind of the question each time we get to one of these sort of bubbles, right? That people say, yes, but that's only good for this moment, and then it's going to fall apart. Is this kind of resurgence of manufacturing temporary?
I guess I'd use a different analogy than a bubble. I don't think this is growing at quite the rate where it's going to burst in just a few months. I think it's slowly crawling back, evolving in the right direction. The only news that I will caveat around this is two things. One is the industry is still smaller, much smaller than it was before the recession, and it may never return quite to the same levels. The reason for that, in part, is because the plants themselves have become more productive, and higher productivity doesn't necessarily mean higher employment. And also, the contracts in the auto industry have been restructured so that the entry-level wages for new workers are much lower than those for the workers that have been there before, and certainly what it would have been if you entered the industry 5 years ago. So it pays less. It's probably somewhat smaller. But I think it's growing at a sustainable pace rather than a bubble.
And we should say that although it is less than, say, the older workers are making, or legacy employees, as they're called, it's still a good, solid middle-class wage.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, again, these are coveted jobs, I think, for those people who have a high school degree and somewhat more than high school, perhaps. And it really pays a family-sustaining wage, unlike some of the jobs that pay just above the minimum wage in the non-manufacturing sectors.
This is Carl Van Horn, professor of public policy, director of the John J. Heldrick Center for Workforce Development at Rutgers University. Carl, a quarter of a million, you think that's true by 2015, 250,000 jobs?
I have no idea, but I have no crystal ball on that. But certainly at the pace it's growing right now, that could happen.
Okay, thanks, Carl.
Thank you.